Glory to Jesus Christ. We celebrated feast of Theophany of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we heard there that after his baptism, God Father gave testimony about him. He said, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." And today, Sunday after this feast, we can hear his voice. We can hear what he has to tell to us. We can hear his message, which is in different forms repeated through whole gospel. What does he say? He said, "Reform your lives, because kingdom is at hand." Reform your lives. What does it mean through this? What does it mean for us, this message? He says, or this message means, change your mind. Change your mind. How we are supposed to change our mind? What kind of change we should bring to our mind? It's very easy, because we can find in the gospel what is meaning of these words. We should replace our mind and replace with God's mind. We should adjust the way how we think, how we understand the world, how we understand our life, how we understand this, all these relationships we have, not through our mind, which is corrupted by world, but through God's mind. God wants us to change our mind, may we are able to see clearly what was and is his purpose with world, with our life, what he prepared for us. He wants us to take us out of darkness to the light. Change your mind. And we should do this. Because like it was some kind of like jokes that in discussion between priest and one man, this priest asked God, "Well, do you like to pray?" And he said, "No. It's difficult for me to pray. Do you like to go to church?" "I don't go to the church well. It's, I don't like that, you know." And he said, "Priest, and do you want to go to heaven?" "Oh, sure." And priest said, "Well, you know, I will tell you, you will go there, but you will not like that." For sure. If we are not adjusted to heaven here, heaven will be not for us. And this is what we are called through this reform your life. It means to bring adjustment, this kind of adjustment to our life, that we love what is God's things, that we love everything what is connected with God, that we love to be like God. And this is the seed of heaven in us. But repentance or reforming our life, it's not so easy. And it's not easy task. It's not something that I make this decision. Yes, I repent now. Well, usually we say this, we try that, but we don't see visible change. To reform our life, we have to have living faith. Because without that living faith, we cannot reform our life. And how can we know that we have living faith? Holy Fathers, especially those who teach about these laws of spiritual life, they say, if you have living faith, So you have then this fear of God. It means this respect to God, and God is everything for you. This fear of God is this state of your soul when you are afraid of to lose God in your life. And when you have this fear of God, then what happens is that tears appear in your life. Tears which are a visible sign of your sorrow in your heart, that you are not perfect yet, that you are not man according to God's words, a person goes. This pain that you are not perfect, that you still are failing, this pain in your heart causes that you cry and you start to beg God for grace, for forgiveness. And you increase your prayers, you increase strictness of your fast, you increase all these activities which bring you closer to God because you feel this pain that you are not perfect. And this forces you to come closer to God and to beg for His help. If we have this pain in our hearts, if we feel that it pushes us closer to God through prayer, through receiving sacraments, through acting all these things which God gives us in His Word to do, so yes, we do repentance. And we are reforming our life. We are adjusting our life for heaven, for kingdom. And we can say, well, but it means that our life is only about sorrow, pain, sadness, repentance, all this. There is no joy in our life. Well, it depends how we measure our life. If we measure it according world measurements or God's measurements. But everybody who starts this journey of repentance, reforming your life, yes, everybody who feels this pain of feeling of not perfectness, so feels something else, feels God's presence. Even in the middle of this battle, of these struggles, of this, feels how God is good, how God acts in our lives. And this brings joy which you cannot get from the world. One thing which explains this, our Christian journey, I can use, well, not perfect, but helping example, which I found in one movie. I recall it, I saw it many years ago. It was about story about a German soldier who during the war went to captivity, you know, Russian. They put him to prison for these German soldiers. But he managed to somehow to find a way how to escape. And this movie was about his journey from Russia to back to Germany in this time. And he was struggling. It was like a horrible journey because he had to hide himself during the day, and he was moving only during night through this bad weather, hunger, and it was horrible journey and very difficult. Even he stopped one day and spent several weeks in one farm. There was like a lady there, and she was a widow because her husband died in war, and And so he helped her there, and she fed him, and so he was helping her a little bit, and she wanted to marry him. And he said, well, stay here. You will have good life here. Don't worry, nobody will find you. Stay here. We will have great life. And he liked it there, but he didn't stay. He said, I am not home. I'm going home. And he continued in this hard journey. And finally, he got home to Germany. And I thought, this is this picture of life. We are going from, and we are taking this journey back home to this perfectness to which God created us, to this union with God for which we were created, to really to come home. And it is not easy. There are difficulties on this. We have to really force ourselves to go through hard time many times. Many times we are invited to stay somewhere in the place where we feel even comfortable. We are tempted to stay. But if Christ is our God, if we see him as a goal of our life, we would not stay. We would continue in this journey. And this journey is adjusting our mind to Christ's mind. Adjusting our life according God's words to likeness of God. This is our effort how to be similar to God, according to the example we see in Christ. Everybody who starts this journey will feel intensive God's presence in life. Everybody will see, even through these tears of reforming of life, goodness of God and his presence, powerful presence of life. And I tell you something, if we don't do this, if we don't listen to these words, we will be not happy. Even we will try to keep several commandments, even if we try to come to the church because we must, because if we say short prayers because we must, because we will keep several traditions because we must, it will not make us happy. The real happiness for Christian is when he tries to fulfill this message of Christ. Reform your lives because kingdom is at hand. So let's try to ask today during liturgy, Christ who comes on this altar, who comes to our hearts, to ask him for grace of living faith, which leads us to fear of God and which leads us to this pain because we see that we are not perfect yet. And this pain pushes us to come closer to God. This is the lifestyle of each true Christian, and there is no other way. Let's ask for this grace to understand, to continue, or to start this Christian way of life. Amen.